Sponsored by the Keepersall family of fine wines, available at KE Cellars, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, and now in your neighborhood Brookshire store all over East Texas. Earlier this week, President Obama held his first open press conference in more than 2 months, and the usually tame press corps gave the president a harder time than he expected. One line of questioning revealed what will likely be a recurring source of heartburn for the president between now and the end of his term. The president called on NBC's Chuck Todd, who stood up and said that retiring six-term Democratic Senator Max Baucus of Montana, who carried much of the water in passing Obamacare, is now on record saying that the implementation of Obamacare is, quote, a train wreck. Todd asked why Senator Baucus would say such a thing and how the president would respond. And thus, the reality of Obamacare in its implementation begins to replace the abstraction of Obamacare as it was being forced through Congress on a 100% pure party line vote. Baucus's train wreck metaphor is apt. There are huge problems with Obamacare that millions of average Americans will begin to feel very acutely and very soon. Examples include a University of Chicago study says that half of all current individual plans do not meet the minimum coverage standards under the Affordable Care Act. That means that individuals covered by such plans will have to go shopping. They will find that the market for Affordable Care Act compliant coverage will have them paying up to half again more than what they're currently paying. As we've said in this space previously, not paying the bill isn't the same as controlling costs. Yet under the Affordable Care Act, that's precisely what happens to Medicare reimbursements. One of the funding mechanisms of the law is the reductions in payments to doctors, hospitals, and other providers. According to the Medicare program's own actuary, as many as 15% of current providers will stop taking Medicare patients as a result. Seniors that depend on Medicare will simply have to wait to see the doctor. Millions of small businesses are looking for every way possible to get below the 50-employee threshold at which Obamacare mandates kick in. Employers with fewer than 50 employees are specifically limiting growth plans so as to avoid exceeding that threshold. Since the law's passage in 2010, this provision of Obamacare has been a significant factor in sluggish job growth. And at the end of all of this, according to the Congressional Budget Office, an estimated 30 million people will remain without health insurance, the very problem that Obamacare set out to fix. Democrats in both the House and the Senate are beginning to hear from constituents, and what they are hearing is not, "Thank you, Congressman, for voting for Obamacare." That's a problem for Democrats, particularly those elected from districts and states that went for Romney in 2012. Unlike any other piece of major legislation in American history, the Democrats own Obamacare 100%. There's not a single Republican vulnerable to voter reprisal for helping enact the Affordable Care Act. To the extent that Americans are unhappy with Obamacare, Democrats shoulder all of the blame. So keenly aware of this fact is Senator Max Baucus that rather than face voters in his state of Montana that went decisively for Romney in 2012, he is retiring at the end of his term in 2014. Several other senators find themselves in similarly uncomfortable positions. The enactment of Obamacare is the single biggest accomplishment of the Obama administration. That accomplishment is looking more and more like a first-term victory that will haunt the president relentlessly in his second term. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser, GLEISER. One of the best reasons to visit KE Cellars is to try wines before you buy. Only at a working winery can you put wines side by side to taste and compare and winnow your choices down to the wines that are right for you. But once that's done, convenience would be nice, so say hello to convenience. Your favorite Keepersall wines are now available at 27 neighborhood Brookshire stores throughout East Texas. So let's say you are, like me, a fan of the Keepersall 2009 Cabernet. Well, as you shop for the food you and your family enjoy at your table, right there in the wine section in a special display sits that wonderful Cabernet together with the other wines from the Keepersall collection. And when you buy your Keepersall wines at Brookshire's, you are supporting businesses that are locally owned by families that live, work, and invest right here in East Texas. Keepersall Wines, available at KE Cellars, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, online at kecellars.com, and now in your neighborhood Brookshire store.